Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivek, Sarah, M, and Alec with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, rising fuel uncertainty linked to the Middle East conflict is hitting family-run businesses across regional Queensland, with one farmer already facing a potential $250,000 loss. In the small border town of Texas, Queensland, both service stations ran out of petrol and diesel on Monday, while a bulk supplier reported dwindling stocks. Feedlot owner Lyle Bellingham said the uncertainty forced his family to make a tough and costly decision. "We make the decision on Sunday morning to turn the irrigators off once we knew there was not enough diesel," Bellingham said. At the town's Metro Petroleum, owner Diana Colley said the station emptied quickly on the Monday as customers rushed to fill tanks and containers. Two major fuel distributors, noticing the town's struggles, stepped in to secure extra supplies. Economists say panic buying may also be making the problem worse. Dr. Ian Jeffries from RACQ said Australia's fuel supply had not been dramatically changed. "We repeatedly say that there have been no supply issues. The same amount of fuel is coming into Australia as the week before," Jeffries said.
In other local news, the Brisbane Roar has extended an invitation to Iranian asylum seeker players just a day after the first five were granted asylum at a secure location in Brisbane. On Instagram, the Brisbane Roar posted that they had, quote, "immense admiration for the passionate, talented women of the Iranian women's national football team," and explained that Brisbane is home to one of the country's most passionate football communities. The Roar stated that they'd be, quote, "honored to open their doors and offer a place to train, play and belong with no politics, no conditions, just football, community and a warm welcome," and explained that they will begin to explore how they can make this happen. Beau Bush, the chief executive of the Professional Footballers Association, has said that the organisation will also assist the Iranian players in settling into Australia, stating that athletes will have access to mental health support, career advice and more. Quote, "We'll make sure all their needs in relation to football are met and that they feel connected to their football community."
And in national news, despite a Tasmanian Environmental Protection Authority report finding means for environmentally acceptable management, permission for planning was granted for a quarry to expand production from 32,000 to 200,000 cubic metres annually. Residents of Meander Valley raised noise pollution, dust and traffic concerns following the proposal to increase production at the Porter Bridge quarry by more than 500%. To reduce noise and environmental impacts, the EPA implemented conditional measures consisting of reducing blasting activities to the hours of 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays, alongside a noise management plan submission. Deputy Mayor Stephanie Cameron claimed the council would assess their responsibilities despite holding minimal impact beyond safety and roads. Rainy Marsh locals and nearby residents claimed that they were unsure if appeals against the ongoing quarry development would be lodged against mining decisions.
In other national news, more than 100 doctors along the Victoria-New South Wales border have united to pass a vote of no confidence in Albury Wodonga's health executive leadership. The group has raised concerns over several issues, including the governance and transparency of the hospital's executive team, but also the safety and well-being of staff and patients. According to Greens MP Amanda Conn, who has worked in the border region as a doctor, these doctors are extremely reluctant activists who would prefer to get on with their clinical work than fight political battles. "For them to make such a strong and unanimous statement is extraordinarily compelling," she said. A review into the hospital's surgical and emergency departments by Safer Care Victoria began in November last year, but it has been criticised by health staff and the nurses' union for its lack of impartiality and failure to investigate the entire health service.
And in international news across Asia, fuel prices have surged significantly following the escalating Iran war as governments cull shipments from Middle Eastern suppliers. Throughout the continent, traders struggled to find alternative suppliers after fuel shipments were halted through a key energy route, the Strait of Hormuz, resulting in a significant increase in costs. After panic buying and stockpiling on Friday, Bangladesh implemented fuel sale daily limits, limiting motorists to 2 litres per tank. For the first time in 3 decades, on Monday, South Korea's President Lee Jae-myung claimed authorities were to cap domestic prices following an emergency meeting. And in Japan, oil prices surged 25%, with Prime Minister Shun Takayuki stating funding by tapping reserves would be a crucial step to decrease costs.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny on another day without rain. It's currently 26.8 degrees with an expected maximum of 34. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We will be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.